In today's podcast, Teaching in the Digital Age, Ethics, Access and Awareness. Hi everyone and welcome to my podcast. I'm Andrea Delgado Ricci and in this episode, we're exploring briefly what it means to teach ethically and responsibly in today's digital world. With technology becoming essential in education, we need to reflect on key issues like student privacy, safeguarding, digital citizenship and equitable access. And of course, I'll be supporting my ideas with the key authors who have referred to these issues as well. So let's dive into how these challenges outline our digital literacy and influence how we can support our students better. We live in a time where learning happens across screens, platforms, and networks. But that brings both opportunities and responsibilities. Let's start then with students' privacy. Every digital tool we use in the classroom potentially collects data. Rennie Hobbs, 2017, in Create to Learn, stresses the importance of understanding not just how to use technology, but why this matters. Educators must consider who controls the data. How is this one stored and whether students' rights are being protected? Neil Selwyn, 2016, in Education and Technology, pushes us to think more critically about these issues. He argues that digital learning is not neutral. It reflects systems of surveillance and control, especially when students' data is used without informed consent. We also have child safeguarding as one of the main issues. Mike Ribble, 2017, emphasizes that digital environments need the same care and boundaries we apply in physical classrooms. We must actively teach students how to protect themselves online, whether that's by understanding what information to share or recognizing red flags in online behavior. Another challenge we are facing nowadays with technology is digital citizenship, which goes hand in hand with this. Hobbs 2017 encourages us to empower students not only to use tools, but to question what they see, create responsibly, and engage ethically. Ribble's framework gives us clear guidelines for what responsible digital engagement looks like. From critical thinking to respectful communication, and we must share this with students in the classroom. And finally, we have equitable access, which is another major ethical concern. According to an OECD report 2015, unequal access to digital tools leads to persistent educational disparities. If some students can't access Wi-Fi devices, or even a quiet learning environment, they are at a clear disadvantage. Digital literacy in this context becomes then not just an individual skill, but a structural issue of equity and justice. In my opinion, digital literacy now means more than just technology skills. It's about ethics, inclusivity, and responsibility. And as an educator, it is my job to ensure that learners are not just digital users, but safe, thoughtful, and empowered digital citizens or students. Thank you for tuning in to Teaching in the Digital Age. Bye-bye.